Is it possible that you could remember the first fiddle music you ever heard? Is it possible that you could remember the first fiddle playing that you ever heard?
Yeah. Yes, sir. First fiddle playing I ever heard was my father. Uh-huh. And the first man to ever show me anything on a fiddle was my grandfather. Of course, I was too small and too young then to learn very much. But I was always ready and listen, and he'd show me some notes, you know. And my father, he was always too busy in other things to take much time to show us anything. He would tell us, and a lot of times, between supper time and bedtime, he'd say, well, before we could play, he'd say, get the music out and tune it up. I'll tune it up for you. And he would. He'd tune up the fiddle. He didn't pull the banjo or anything else, nothing but the fiddle. And he'd tune up the fiddle. And I liked the fiddle. That was my favorite instrument. And Carl liked the guitar and the banjo. And Goldie liked the banjo. She didn't prove much with the guitar or fiddle. She liked the banjo. She got to be, it's an awful pity. I wish that, just wish that there'd been some way that we could have had some way of making a record or a tape or something like that to have played back there when Carl and Goldie and I played together. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm saying it, but we had a good time. We might not have been the best musicians in the country, but we had the time. Mm-hmm. And you're a good musician yourself, and you know that time, that's the important thing.
Yeah. Ernie, I had a list of different fiddle players that I'm going to mention, and see if any of these people you know and maybe know where their home was,
yeah,
or anything about it.
One day you was here, excuse me for butting in, ahead of you, but one day you was here and you asked me to name you all the musicians. Is that what you got?
Yeah, some of them, and I've also asked Melvin and just heard different people here and there, but I don't know much about a lot of these fiddle players, and these are all from Braxton County, and I think I've got about 140 some on here. But anyway, I'll start out here. Well, Norman Adams, I know Norman, so. But I've got a name here, Claude Allen. Did you know a Claude Allen?
Carl who?
Claude Allen. Allen.
Allen. Lloyd.
There's a Lloyd, a Doy Allen on here. And a Mark, let's see. There's a Roy and a Doy. There was a lot of Allens who played the fiddle. Did you know
I know
them?
Claude Allen.
Claude, okay. Where was he from?
I ain't sure, but I think he was in the... Now, I'm not sure about this, but I think maybe he was more than probably in the exchange country.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that. But he was a good fiddler.
Uh-huh. There was also a Steve Allen who played the fiddle.
I never heard of him.
Now, some of these people, Melvin told me some of these names.
I probably have, and as far as I know, I have heard every fiddle player that's been in my time in Braxton County, but I couldn't name them.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a George Bales up around Benny's Run? He was a colored fellow, I think.
Colored fellow.
Yeah. George Bales. They tell me he played the fiddle.
Don't remember him.
Okay. Now there was some Ballingees. People by the name of Ballingee lived way down around Duck.
Yeah, Claude Allen and I forget their mother's name, but I know the Allens. I've heard them play there. Claude Allen was a fine fiddler.
Uh-huh. How about a man named Dayton Barrett? Did you ever hear of him?
Barrett?
Barrett, yeah.
Don't remember it.
Okay. Let's see. Did you ever know a Stuart Blake? A Stuart Blake?
Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of those Blakes. I have. Yeah. There was, I guess, Jack Blake was Sarah's father, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He played a fiddle. Let's see. How about there were some Burtons out around Tesley?
Oh, yeah, Jake Burton.
Jake Burton, yeah, that's
Jake Burton, he was a fine fiddler.
Uh-huh. And
Jake, about this size, fellas, you're just built like you, about your height.
Uh-huh.
Just about your size.
Do you remember anything about his music?
About his music?
Yeah.
He was a fine fiddler, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir, I played with him many times.
I have another name here, Turk
Burton. Turk was his brother.
Uh-huh.
He was a good fiddler.
Uh-huh.
Turk was the one that was the best fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now there's a name here that they tell me she lived down around Twistville. Her name was Angie Carpenter.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard her play. She's a good fiddler.
Uh-huh.
Angie Carpenter, yeah.
And that'd probably be a relative of yours.
First time I ever saw her was Clay Courthouse. Contest.
Is that right?
Dad told me, well, I think I told you about being down there to the contest. He said, now don't forget this, some carpenters will be playing down there because they can play the fiddle too. And she, I met her that night.
Uh-huh.
She's a good fiddler.
Uh-huh. Let's see, I got Ernie Carpenter on here. You ever hear of him?
No, I've heard of him.
Says here he's a good one. Okay, I got your dad and your grandfather on here. How about a Dana Carroll? You ever heard of that name?
Who?
Dana Carroll.
Don't remember, Jay.
Okay. Now, there's a fellow lived up there around Melvin someplace named Charlie Chaplin. He was a fiddle player.
Yeah, I've heard him play, but I don't remember much about him.
Uh-huh. How about a Charlie Clutter?
Yes, sir. He was a good fiddler.
Yeah.
Charlie was the guy I told you about sitting and playing for a square dance all night on the same tune.
And what was that tune?
Jimmy Johnson. He'd sit to play Jimmy Johnson all night for a dance.
Uh-huh. How about a Frank Coger? Frank Coger?
Coger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard him by.
And he was from Morrison Ridge here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I got a Henry Coger here.
Yeah, them Cogers, most of them lived out of the ridge.
Then there were some Cogers up around Jim, and Melvin told me about a Pat Coger and a John Coger. Let's see. Did you ever hear Senate Cottrell play?
Who?
Senate Cottrell. He lived way down below Gasaway.
I think so.
Uh-huh. How about Hump Dean?
Hmm?
Hump Dean?
Dean?
Yeah.
I don't believe I remember that.
He's from around Exchange and James Dean, Tennyson, Tom Dillon. Let's see, did you ever hear of a Herb Fisher? Herb Fisher?
No.
He's from way up above Heaters. Let's see. Dan Friend.
Dan Friend?
You told me you knew Dan.
Yeah, Dan was a good fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good fiddler, like I told you before. Dan played more on the dance style, you know. He was a little rough, maybe,
mm-hmm.
to what most people play, but he played pretty doggone good.
Mm-hmm.
He was a real good square dance player. Of course, square dancing you, that's, if you miss a note, it ain't noticed much.
I think you told me a lot of music was played down at his blacksmith shop. And people used to kind of congregate there. And
yeah, they Dan, like I say, Dan was a good, what you would call a good square dance player. Just to sit down, if you wanted to just sit down and play, why, he was a little bit rough, but for square dancing, well, that went in pretty good. That he played loud and fast. Mm-hmm. And he was a big husky guy, looked like a wrestler. He was a powerful man too, my God, I saw him. He'd get a little bit aggravated sometimes, he'd get a horse in there that was maybe for sure young, you know. And I've seen him just grab a horse and hold him by the leg, hang right on to him, and he'd have most of his weight on him, but at times kicking, you know, when he'd up with the other foot, you know, trying to get this one loose, and Dan hang right on to him, but he quit kicking. I saw him do that, and I got even. Basically, he was a powerful man, fine blacksmith. Anyway, gosh, he did a pretty good job on that fiddle. Mm-hmm. When it come to, you know, dance music, he was a good dancer.
Uh-huh. Now, there's a fellow you by the name of Groff you've told me about.
Who?
Groff? I think you said his nickname.
Oh,
was
Groff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tarzan Groff.
Tarzan, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good fiddler.
Uh-huh.
He's over this, back over in the Holly country there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where in the devil. He's not around here anymore. The last count I had of him, he's down around Charleston.
Is that right?
And Frank, his brother, is a carpenter by trade. He did some work here for us. And I ask Frank about him every time I see him. But I don't know whether he plays much anymore or not, but when he used to play around through this part of the country, he was a good fiddler.
Where does Frank live?
Frank lives over in the Holly country there someplace.
Uh-huh.
I don't know just whereabouts, but...
Uh-huh. Let's see, I got Sam Hacker down here. You've told me about Sam.
Who?
Sam Hacker.
Oh, that's Sam. Yeah, Sam was a pretty good fiddler.
I got another name here of Arnett Hacker. Did you know him?
No.
Arnett? I don't know who told me about him. And I've got old George Hammonds. You've told me about George.
Yeah. I wish you could have heard Uncle George play. He was a little rough, but my gosh, he was pretty darn good fiddler.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know any Kaufmans around
Kaufman.
Sutton who played?
Kaufman.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that fellow? Can't think of his first name. Boyd, that was his boy, Boyd Kaufman. I don't think Boyd played the fiddle. The old man played the fiddle.
All right, I met a man named Argel Kaufman.
Yeah.
He now lives up around Bridgeport, and he plays the fiddle.
Yeah.
But he told me his father played.
Yeah.
And that must be the old man you're thinking of. Now there were some knights out on Spring Ridge country.
Who?
Some knights.
Knights
who played the fiddle. Around Spring Ridge, was there a Fred Knight?
I think there is a Fred Knight. I
met his son. I met Fred years ago, and then I met his son, Howard Knight. I don't know where he lives, but he's a fiddle player. And then somebody gave me the name of an Eath.
Well, I was just going to mention Eath. I've played with Eath many times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he used to come here. Him and...
He was a fiddle player?
Yeah, Eath played the fiddle. Uh-huh. And he had his brother's boy. What was his name, Mabel? That played the guitar. He was a fine guitar player. He was his brother's boy.
Uh-huh.
He used to come here, him and Eve would come here and play it.
Now, you all told me about different Marlowes who played.
Hmm?
Different Marlowes who played the fiddle.
Marlowe.
Yeah.
Ward. Ward, Jack Marlowe, Ward's dad. Now, Uncle Jack was a good old-time fiddler. Mm-hmm. Uncle Jack could play with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ward played, but he wasn't like myself. He wasn't much good.
Uh-huh.
Well,
if he's like yourself, he's probably pretty good.
But Uncle Jack was a good old-time fiddler. Ward played some a good many tunes, just about as good as anybody. And he loved music. He loved to play. And Uncle Jack liked to play, and he had an old fiddle. It was a real old fiddle. And man, you could hear that thing. My God, it was loud. It was kind of... had a little, what I would call a little rough, like, tone to it. But my gosh, it was loud, man. You could hear that thing all over the country.
Hmm.
It was a big fiddle. Boy, Marvin, Uncle Jack's grandson, had that fiddle, the last account I had of it, and they lived down in Frametown. And somebody told me that he traded it to somebody down in that country, and I never could get any trace of it.
I met Marvin one time before he died.
Did you?
Yeah, and he was telling me about playing
it. It was a little bit rough, but a little bit maybe coarser, you might say, than the mm-hmm. average run of fiddles.
Mm-hmm.
My God, it was a big fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old one, too, an old black. My God, it sounded mighty good when Uncle Jack got a hold of it.
Mm.
He's a pretty good fiddler.
Mm. How about some of the wasn't there some of the Mazes who played?
Mm-hmm.
Was there some of the Mazes who played? I think maybe you told me Odie Mays played the fiddle?
You want Jack?
No, Mays.
Oh, Mays.
Yeah.
There was, of course, the Mays brothers there that played on radio a good bit, and Budge and Fudge.
Was his name Bill?
Hmm?
Was his name Bill Mays, his real name?
No. What the devil was, they called him Budge and Fudge.
Yeah.
Nicknamed Paul and can't think of the other one's name, but they called him Budge and Fudge.
Right. They played on the radio and whatnot.
That was their radio name. They played from Fairmont down there over the radio for quite some time.
Who is Bill Mays?
Bill was there, where they had an uncle named Bill. But I don't think Bill, I don't know whether he played or not. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. How about a Homer Mitchell?
Homer Mitchell was a good fiddler. Yes, sir. Homer was originally from Calhoun.
Uh-huh.
Homer was a big, husky man, nice-looking, nice-natured person. He come to our place one, he'd come over, he loved to fish, he liked to cast. He came over to our place and got the boat one evening and wanted to out and fish a little bit, and he went up just a little bit above the house there, and he caught this pretty good sized bass, about 17 or 18 inches long, and went to take it off that hook, and be swapped and sock that hook into his finger over the beard, and he had about an 18-inch bass on one end of it, and he was on the other end. And one hand, and to try to get the boat back down to the boat landing, and he finally got down there and hollered, and we had, wasn't nobody at the house at the time, but Yoli, and she went out on the porch that faced the river, and he said, Yoli said, I'm in trouble, said, get a hold of some of them, and I don't remember where I was, we was all out somewhere. Anyway, she got a hold of Dad, and Dad kidded him afterwards. He said, I said, when I come there, he said, man on one end of an artificial bait and a 5-pound bass on the other end. He said, I didn't know which one to take off first. And Dad said he never saw anybody with as much nerve. He said he just sat there and he had to cut. That was one of the standard size bass hook, you know, and was in over the beard. And he had to split that finger. And he said he just sat there and never flinched. And he took his pen off and cut that hook out. Got him loose from that tree. poured some turpentine on him, tied it up. And Dad said, I'll take you across the river. No, no, he said, I'm going on fishing. Dad said, don't be a fool. He said, the place to go is go home and go to bed and try to get sleep if you can. Get some rest. And he wouldn't do it. Well, he's going fishing. Dad said, all right. He took the boat and took off the river fishing.
How about Dave and Pete Morris?
Yeah.
You knew them?
Yeah.
Fiddle players?
They played the fiddle, yeah. They used to live out on the far end of the ridge here.
Uh-huh.
Morris, Dave and Pete Morris. Carl played with Pete. Carl was playing with Pete Morris the night I was telling you about him having a free-for-all. Uh-huh. Did I tell you about it? They had a square dance out here on the ridge. One Carl would come out, Pete did, and help him and play with him for the dance. Pete was a good, pretty good fiddler. And they was playing there for the dance that night, and Ode was nice a fella, he wanted to be around, but Ode was pretty easy to tease off. He was pretty hot-headed, and he was right smart of a scrapper. He didn't take no backseat from nobody. And if he got a few drinks, of course, he was that much easier started, you know. And the boy from down here next to town, him and another boy come out there, and they were about two-thirds drunk, and they was dancing. Carl and this Pete Morris that played the fiddle was playing the music. Pete was a big man, and the moon was shining, and the glass front door was glass, you know, and the moon was shining. Looked like the door was open. And the boy from down here next to town, any time that he heard of a dance any place, and he could go get him a few drinks and go and break it up, and he'll start a fight, why, that was for him. And he always managed to get out without getting hurt himself. He'd get the rest of them into it, and then he'd get out of the way. So that's what happened out there that night. And Ode noted he started the fight. Ode started looking for him, and somebody said they couldn't find this boy that got the fight started and got looking for Pete. Pete was gone, the fiddler. Somebody said, Carl said that when the fight started, Carl was playing with Pete. He was playing the banjo or guitar with him. And Carl said, when the fight started, well, everybody took for cover, you know, especially the women. And Pete made a run for that door he thought was open and just took the glass out. Lucky he never got a scratch. Just took the door out, glass out of the door. Never stopped. Had his fiddle, he never got his fiddle hurt. It's funny to hear my brother tell about it. I wasn't there that night.
Let's see who else I've got on here. Did you know of Benjamin Nichols?
No, I don't believe I do, Gary.
Did you know an Ockletree?
Yeah, I know him.
Is that Bud or Uncle Joe I have here?
Can't think of his first name.
Was it Joe? Or Uncle Joe?
Yeah, Uncle Joe played, and then he had a boy that played. I can't think of the boy's name.
Now that may have been Bud.
Yeah.
Because I'd met Bud before he died.
Yeah, Uncle Joe played. Uncle Joe used to come around past our house, going back and forth to town, and sometimes we could talk him into, us kids were just beginning to pull music a little bit, and we could talk him in playing a tune. Mm-hmm. At first, while we'd always get him to play a tune or two. Mm-hmm. Pretty good fiddler, Uncle Joe was. Yeah.
How about the Ratliffs? Did you know some Ratliffs who played?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lee Ratliff played. Mm-hmm.
Where did he live?
I think Lee was more in the Burnsville country. Mm-hmm.
I also have down here an Ernie Ratliff.
Yeah.
And a Willie.
Yeah, he was over in there. All them Ratliffs from down in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm. And then I got some Richards on here.
Yeah, Frank Richards. Gila Richards, Roy Richards, and Al Richards, and Selby Richards.
Uh-huh. And where did they live? Did they all fiddle players?
Huh?
Did they all play music?
Oh, yeah. That doggone Sheila, you couldn't listen to her play the fiddle. You couldn't take your eyes off or anything else long enough to listen to her play the fiddle. She was you talk about a pretty girl, man. I want to tell you, she was a beautiful little girl. And just as nice as she could be, and my gosh, she was a good fiddler. They all played. Her dad played, her brother played, both of her brothers played, and the girls both played, Sylvia and Zila.
Where did they live, do you know?
Huh?
Do you know where they lived?
Yeah, they lived for a long time in there somewhere around the Forks of Wolf Creek where they lived in there.
Uh-huh.
And they lived there for a while. Their dad worked with a chemical company, was in business down here at that time, and they lived up on in the Stony Creek country there for a while. Mm-hmm. And he worked with a chemical company. Mm-hmm.
Do you know a Bill Riley?
Who?
Bill Riley.
I've heard that name, but I don't remember him.
Uh-huh. Let's see. There's some samples. How about Ed Snyder? Mm-hmm. Ed Snyder? Ed Snyder?
Ed Snyder.
Yeah.
Ed Snyder. I don't seem to remember him, Jay.
Okay. Was he from the Holly Country, or was he from Holly, the Holly River Country? Was there an Ed Snyder?
He probably was. Oh yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah, she even up in that Holly country.
Uh-huh. I think maybe you told me he played down around Laurel Court. I think maybe you told me he played down around Laurel Court, McQueen's store down there at the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he played down there at Paul McQueen's store a good bit, yeah. Yeah, he was a good fiddler. I remember him now. Real good fiddler.